USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says America is getting back to work.
We're opening up America again. 20 states representing 40% of the U.S. population have announced that they are making plans and preparations to safely restart their economies.
The Senate has taken action on another relief package for small businesses and medical aid.
Now let's just get this done. Let's move ahead and get it done for the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's frustrated by days of delays before the bill could come to the Senate floor for a vote.
This is a significant package.
Significant because it replenished the drained Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses. Democrats had held out until some of that money was set aside for the smallest of small businesses, as well as funding for hospitals and for coronavirus testing. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
20 states are moving to relax some coronavirus restrictions to restart their economy. This despite concerns they may be moving too fast. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham supports the moves of his state's governor, but not those of neighboring Georgia.
What the governor in South Carolina did was a small reopening of retail businesses under limited circumstances. What they're doing in Georgia is they're reopening barbershops and tattoo parlors, and I'm afraid that's a bridge too far.
Protesters marched outside the North Carolina State House in Raleigh, demonstrating against Governor Roy Cooper's stay-at-home orders. There have been similar protests in states across the country. In Washington, D.C., nurses marched near the White House. They said lifting restrictions could put them in harm's way. They were also calling for more federal help for first responders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There are new reports that one world leader is near death. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
South Korea's government says there is no indication that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in grave condition after a CNN report suggested that that was the case. A spokesman for the South Korean president says that there's been no unusual movement inside North Korea in recent days. CNN had cited a U.S. official who said there were reports of Kim being in dire health and that he was being constantly monitored with the possibility that he might not be able to continue to lead that country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has temporarily suspended all immigration to the United States due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The suspension of all immigration is being viewed also as an effort to save as many jobs as possible for Americans. Immigration attorney Paul Aviv Alawasia says many immigrants are skilled workers that could help restore the U.S. economy.
This is not about protecting. This is a time where you want to make things right so that companies do well and economically see less of a struggle, not to just leave them without the right skills and the skilled workers that are essential to those businesses.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.